Streetman Sam, Streetman Sam goes wherever he can. Good times in the morning with Ben Kimmel.
Oh, hang on a sec. Well,
that's just like you trying to blow Streetman Sam's entrance.
I'm not blowing Streetman Sam's entrance.
You never give the kid a chance.
Hey, I handed him James Cameron on a silver platter over the weekend.
James Cameron was in town. Yeah. Massive star, obviously. Mm. Director of Titanic and Avatar. He's a big deal. And he was here at the WA Maritime Museum.
Yeah, for his new exhibition, Challenging the Deep. Streetman Sam, good morning. Hey, mate, first question. How's your mum going? How's Pam?
Good morning, Pam. Pam's excellent, depending on how this cross goes. We'll see how if she approves or not.
I heard she's not happy with me, Streetman Sam.
She is not happy with you, mate. Play nicely or Pam's coming for you.
She's not happy because, Streetman Sam, we send you out whenever we want to get the big stars and we want to get the interviews, mm-hmm. and Pete has been somewhat disappointed with your performance in the past, but I have always believed in you, and when we couldn't go to James Cameron on the weekend and I said, could you please go for us, you stepped up immediately. How did it go?
It was really cool, actually. It was a very small group of us. There was only like 12 of us in the room with James Cameron. Mm. So much eye contact went down. It was very cool. He's such an intelligent dude, and all these hard-hitting journalistic questions going on. They're discussing the environment and artificial intelligence, and somebody asked about MH370, which was a wild question to ask James Cameron.
Oh, yeah. I believe we've got some audio here. Take a listen to this.
The answer is pretty simple on this. The ocean's big, unfathomably big. And when you start adding depth and complex terrain to that, I mean, it's a needle in a haystack. I think they have some data that they've been able to narrow the search box. But it's a big problem. Nobody should be surprised that they haven't been able to find it.
So clearly the question is somewhere along the lines of where is MH370? Are we closer to finding it?
Wow. Streetman Sam, they do sound like really intelligent questions. Were you starting to flounder with some of the questions that we had sent you in there with?
I was nervous as all hell because my question was basically boobs, question mark. You sent me along with your beautiful artistic impressions because it turns out James Cameron actually drew the Kate Winslet portrait in the movie.
Yeah, so heard. So the actual portrait that Leonardo DiCaprio is holding in the scene where she's nude on the couch and she's wearing the heart of the ocean, mm-hmm. he drew mm-hmm. that. And so, yeah, we sent you along, mate, with a picture each in charcoal of that scene, and you presented it to James Cameron, right?
I did, yes. It was an intimidating moment, but
you didn't sound intimidated really well. When you mentioned that the pictures were drawn by adults, despite like Pete and I really trying. But let's hear how that went.
G'day, Mr. Cameron.
G'day.
So Pete and Kimber from our breakfast radio show have recreated your famous drawing of Kate Winslet. Just wanted to know whose version is better and any advice you'd like to pass on regarding
it. Okay, who's got the drawing?
Oh, visuals.
All right, so this is fan art?
This is from Pete and Kimber. They host our breakfast radio show. These are adults, yeah.
Oh, okay, so this is Pete and Kimber.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd stick to radio, guys.
It's a fair call.
All right, so there's no way I can finesse this diplomatically. I just have to pick one.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, the best one.
Okay, you know what? Even though this one is a little uncomfortably anatomically correct,
mm-hmm.
I think for a PG-13 rated film, I think the face is captured better in this one.
Yeah.
And I think the hand position is captured a little better in this one.
Agreed.
Okay, so I'm going with Kimba.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
All right, Kimba. That'll be $20 as we are good. Oh, sorry. Is this still on?
Did you only show him Kimba's one?
Wow.
Or what?
I'm happy with that.
The man's got taste, Pete. That's why he went with Kimber's, okay? You don't question it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Pete did actually include the pixelation. When we were drawing the picture of Kate Winslet, all of her bits were pixelated and Pete added it into the drawing.
I thought, Streetman Sam, I thought you did a really, really, you've done a really nice job there, mate. Really, really nice job. Because I know I know your mum's listening probably now.
He has done a great
job. He's done a great job. Really nice job. Yep.
It was good. It was good. I did it, Pete.
Thanks. Good on you,
go.
Yeah, he's great.
Street Man Sam, thank you so much for doing the job that Pete wouldn't do.
You're more than welcome.
And, yeah, the drawings are up on Instagram, so you can have a look at them. But it's so cool. James Cameron looked at our drawings, Pete, and that's all thank you to Street Man Sam.
And chose yours. That's what he did.
Get along to the Maritime Museum. I bet it's a beautiful exhibition.
All right. 20 past 8.